suvis per dalmish nigimel. Ha gyeris shin is gyra bita ima vizinsa. A gyeris that her daughter was megayir with her. Her daughter was less than 3 years old. And then this little girl, she grew up and became a naira. And then she became a namura. So she became muresa, somebody who's mekadisher. Harezo b'chenek. And then she was mizana. She would get chenek. The Mishnah is talking about a case specifically. We want to find a case of a gyeris that still had her psulim. This is the only case that we can find of a gyeris that had her psulim. We didn't really have to talk about her mother being megayir with her, but the only reason we bring that up is because there's no other way, like Taisus Center points out, based on Taisus, there's no other way that a little girl that's under three, that Beis Din is going to be megayir her, it has to be with her mother. But the focus is on the girl, and the point is, she would only get chenek. She doesn't get skila like a Bas Yisrael, because the Torah says, ki asasan nevala bi Yisrael, that even though we know she was a psula, because she was Miskaya before she was 3 years old, and if she would have had Bia with a Goy, then it would have returned. Nevertheless, the Torah is speaking dafka about Bas Yisrael. So she only gets Chenek. Ein la loy pesach beis ha'av, v'lo me'as sela. And also, she doesn't have the same procession that a Naira B'sula, that's Mu'ureses. If Edim would come afterwards, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that the Edim would come while she's already married, meaning after he was Kainasur, and they're made that she was Mizana already while she was Mu'ureses. Normally, as opposed to other cases of skila where there was a base of skila where they would kill people with skila in one specific location, in that case, they would kill her by her father's house. If the Edim came even before the husband was Kainasar, then the Torah says that they would take her to the Shar Ha'ir, the gate of the city, and that's where they would give her skila. But this girl gets chenek, and obviously we don't kill her by Beis Aviyah, so the Rishayim say the Meiri Taisus Rid, that even the Chenek's not done by Beis Aviyah, because we don't know who her father is, because her mother could be by all different people while they were Goyim. And the Mishnah continues, V'lo Me'asela, and she also wouldn't get 100 Slayim. That's if the husband is wrong, and they found that the Edim that he's hiring are Edei Sheker, normally has to give 100 Slayim to the father, but that's Dafka, like the Rav says, only by the Parsha of Yisrael, not a Gioris. Ha'isa Hirasa Shalai B'kedusha V'lai Dasa B'kedusha. What if her mother became pregnant when her mother was a guy? She was a shaloi b'kedusha, but then her mother was miskayer while she was pregnant, and now she gave birth. So the leidaso, she was born b'kedusha. Harezo b'skila. So this case, she would get skila, the girl. It's learned out, the Rav says, from the extra word, uskalua ba'avonim v'mesa. Didn't have to say v'mesa. V'mesa is to come include this girl that only was born b'kedusha. But, like the Rav says, we don't come to include in the drasha the knas. So therefore, as the Mishnah says, Ein la loy pesach beis ha'av v'loy me'asela. So there's no knas of the 100 slayim if her husband is found out to be lying. And also, there's no pesach beis ha'av because we don't know who the father is, like we just said. Ha'isa ha'irasef v'lei dasa b'kedusha. But what if her mother was miskayer before she even became pregnant? V'lei dasa b'kedusha, and then she gave birth. So her mother was a full-fledged Israelis. Harehi kibas Yisrael choldover. So now she's just the Bas Yisrael. She is treated like any other Bas Yisrael. Therefore, yesh la'av, if she has a father. Ve'ein la pesach beis ha'av. But there's no pesach to the beis ha'av. Like the father doesn't have a house. Or the Miri learns, let's say he's renting, and the landlord doesn't allow him to use the house for this purpose of stoning. Or yesh la pesach beis ha'av ve'ein la'av. Or there is a house that they could do the skila in. Ve'ein la'av. But her father's not around. And this is lav dafka going on a girl that's mother was a gioris before she was even pregnant. It's any Jewish girl, just not a gioris, or not one where her mother was miskayer while she was pregnant. Harezo beskila. All these cases get skila. Lo nemar pesach besavia el mitzvah. The pesach besavia part is not ma'akiv. It doesn't hold us back. That's just a mitzvah if they are able to. But if they're not, like these cases, she would still get skila.